Good morning. And as I mentioned, there is an art opening this Friday, March 6th, and that's at the Main Street Gallery, 330 Main Street. It'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. The opening reception, the show itself, will be up through the end of March until March 27th. Joining us this morning is artist Lance Bifus, and his show is called Local Color, People and Places of Ketchikan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, you bet.
So start off, I guess first, it's always the big question. Give a little background about yourself and your venture through the artistic world.
Okay. Well, moved to Alaska when I was 9 years old and have lived around this basic area since 1969. And I've been doing art since I was a little kid. Started taking it seriously in my teens, like, okay, I want to do this and, you know, further myself, get somewhere with it. Ideally, of course, the goal is to make a living at it at some point. That hasn't quite happened yet. Still got to keep my day job. But it's evolved a lot over the years. Used to be very, and still am very interested in pop art and psychedelia. 60s album covers had a huge influence on me. In fact, that's always been my dream job. If I could be an album cover artist, that would just be the best.
I was going to say, it's unfortunate they don't really do that anymore.
They don't. No. I feel like the kids these days are really losing out on a major part of music with that, the visual elements of it. And even videos don't seem to be around much anymore. But with the art, this is a little different this time. I think people are going to be very surprised who went to my last show, which was spin art, was sort of the theme of it. And there was a lot of other stuff, too, a lot of silhouette art. But again, it was very pop, very colorful, very in-your-face kind of. This is all portraits of locals and a few landscapes, but it's mostly portraits of just local people that I've found interesting over the years, or oh wow, what an interesting face, I want to capture that.
How did you do that? Did you have people sit for you? Did you take photographs and work from them? How did you
I worked from photographs. I'm not fast enough or prolific enough to do live sittings, although I think as I'm getting better, I think that would be really fun in the future to do that. I have done live sketching before. I've taken a couple of classes here in town. I took a class with Dave Rubin years ago,
and like figure drawing,
and yeah, life study, I guess they call it, and that's definitely good practice. But yeah, most of it's worked from photos. Occasionally, I'll mix it up. Like there'll be a picture of my wife in the show that I made up the background completely. It's just similar to a local landscape, and then I took a picture I had of her in Seattle in front of the Fremont Troll, actually. But yeah, I just moved that over and painted her in front of this local background, and it came out really nice. That's probably the only one that isn't strict from a photograph. The card that has gone out is a picture of my grandson, and has a great background on Warren and Dunton Street. There's a concrete wall that says, has no such thing as can't impressed into the wall. And we were out for a walk one day and just said, oh, that's great. I got to get a picture of the grandson in front of it. And yeah, they just came out really nice. I went, got to turn that into a painting, and really didn't have the confidence that I could pull it off. And somehow I did and was really happy with it. And that was sort of the impetus for the show. I went, I want to do more of these portraits. And as I got a few done, the call to artists came out from the Arts Council, and I applied for a show thinking I wouldn't get it. I didn't really have enough pieces for the submission. I had to pad it out with photographs and say, okay, well, here's the paintings I've made, and then these pictures are going to be paintings. But they liked it enough to accept it, and then I had to struggle to get enough done.
So that's interesting. How rapidly were you able to produce the additional pieces?
Well, yeah, normally my pop art pieces and stuff, I can do one in a few hours to maybe 10 or 12 hours is sort of the maximum. I would say the quickest piece in this show was probably 15 to 20 hours. There's a couple pieces in here that have 200 hours into them, really labor intensive. But I think it shows. people just the people who have seen him so far have been very surprised. Went, wow, what a new direction, and they feel like I've really achieved something here.
When you said some took up to, you know, hundreds of hours, was it from a confidence standpoint or a more detailed standpoint? What kind of made those take longer?
Details, yeah. Just layering up from the background. For example, there's a picture I have. It's called Someday I'll Get Out of This Town. And years ago, there was this rusted old truck out past Herring Cove, and I had a photo shoot there with a local model and just got some great stuff. And recently, I went, oh, I could turn one of these into a painting. And just creating the rust on the truck, there's probably 12 to 15 layers of paint there, and just, you know, build it up and build it up and build it up, because there's so many different colors in rust. There's probably, you know, 10 different shades of brown and orange and red in there. So yeah, that's it, just detailing, using these super fine brushes. And I've always admired Terry Pyle's work, and how does someone do that? Spend all that time making these tiny little brush strokes, and now I know.
It takes practice, and you figure it out.
Exactly.
Or just try and find out.
Exactly.
How many pieces are in the show?
So altogether, I think there's 40, maybe 41 or two. I think it's 40 pieces. And of that, probably 34, 35 of them are paintings. And there's a handful of photos in there just to flesh things out a little bit.
In seeing, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. That's,
okay. In seeing your other shows, your other work, it seems you've most, or at least the things I've seen, have been very bright colors, acrylics, like you said, pop art. Did you, what type of paint did you use for these pieces, and what was kind of color schemes? Is it a variety?
So still using acrylic, and most of the pieces are pretty bright. The colors are still bright, but they're a much more natural palette. It's what you would actually see, you know, walking around Ketchikan. So lots of greens, of course. And I did try to, my subjects have usually wearing something bright that would, you know, pop a little bit. Again, using the truck one as an example, it's a yellow truck. So there's this bright yellow mixed with fading yellow, and then the brightness of the rust and everything. So there's definitely a lot of color pop in it, but just in a more realistic way, not as psychedelic and fantastic, I guess.
You mentioned some of the photos were actually taken elsewhere, but you've set everything in Ketchikan?
Pretty much. There's a couple from Myers Chuck, where I grew up. There's a picture of me and my dad. It's from a photo taken on my 25th birthday. And another one of my brother, Rand, who died years ago back in the 80s. A great fishing picture of him holding up this giant ling cod. But yeah, pretty much everything is set in Ketchikan. And I liked the little play on words. It's a show of locals and locales. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it represents Ketchikan pretty well. And it's kind of interesting. I'm going to be doing a talk at the Discovery Center on the 13th. And the theme, part of the theme, is how I've never really viewed Ketchikan as a source of inspiration for art. I love living here. I love looking out the window and seeing Deer Mountain and seeing eagles and totems and these things. But it's not something I want to hang on my wall, even though I appreciate local artists. I'm like, I'd rather create something you don't see and put that on my wall. But as my art has matured and as I have matured and actually reaching a skill level where I can portray things realistically, I started seeing Ketchikan in a very different light and going, wow, there's inspiration everywhere here for art. And I just had to find a way to make it fit my style, I guess. And
you mentioned taking some life drawing classes with Dave Rubin and things. Have you taken a lot of classes, or is a lot of it just your own
mostly
exploration and creativity?
Yeah, mostly self-taught. And most of that was back when I was in my 20s, all of my art courses and stuff. And so, yeah, it's mostly just been an evolution. And there'll even be times where I'll go 2-3 years and not create art. And it kind of kills me in a way, but it's like, well, I'm either done with this medium or I don't have any inspiration. And I had never painted. I was always into markers and colored pencils and pen and ink and things like that. And I started painting about 7-8 years ago, and I've just fallen in love with it. And the acrylic medium has really opened things up to where I feel like I can do just about anything with it. And it definitely has helped me grow as an artist.
And I understand you're also going to do a presentation and brown bag discussion at the gallery itself. That's on Thursday, March 19th. It's a noon brown bag, so people will be able to see the work and get a little insight into how each piece was created?
Is that not so much each piece as I get asked a lot when people look at these portraits. They think, did you use a stencil, or, you know, how did you get such a fine detail and these crisp lines and everything? So I'm going to show how one particular painting started with a photo and the processes that I go through to make that, where I can transfer the image to a canvas and then paint it. It involves lots of tracing and retracing and re-retracing, and which you have to be careful of, because, of course, each time you could possibly lose little elements that, you know, portraits are so specific that a tiny little feature change can make it not look like the person. At the same time, the advantage you get of tracing and retracing your own piece is it becomes more stylized, and there's more you in it and less original photo, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds, based on what you've been saying, that people will definitely see something very different from what they normally see you create.
Yes. Yeah, the few people who've seen some of these paintings who are familiar with my past work seem almost shocked. Like, wow,
I didn't know you could do that.
Exactly.
Wow, yeah. Because it is, they're very, very realistic based on what I can see from
the
postcard.
Somewhat photorealistic, yeah. and a little bit of stylizing in there. But yeah, for the most part, they're... And that's the goal. I mean, portraits, you know, it's one thing to draw a picture of a face and go, oh, that's a nice looking person, or that's a interesting looking person, and make it look like a person. But making it look like the person who it actually is much more tricky. And yeah, you get a laugh line wrong, or you get an eye just slightly tilted wrong or something, and it no longer looks like that person. It's a nice portrait, but it's not, you know, who it's supposed to be.
All right. And again, that's opening this Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Main Street Gallery. And what, do you have anything ahead and in store, or are you kind of taking one of your little artistic breaks for a while?
This has been such a stressful show to put together and try and create enough pieces for that. Well, I have lots of other paintings I want to do and would like to get out of portrait mode for a while. It's going to be probably at least a couple month break from doing any artwork and concentrate on some of my house needs
that have been neglected the last
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Lance Bifus. And again, his show, Local Color, People and Places of Ketchikan, opens this Friday at the Main Street Gallery.